This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Newcastle lead lost five straight in the Premier League now, only scoring one goal in the process. The absence of Papi Cisse has obviously contributed to that, but problems run deeper, don't they? And John Carver proving with every passing moment that he's not the man for the job long term. Mike Ashley wants out as well. He obviously understands the importance of them staying in the Premier League. They're still 80-1 to be relegated, so they should survive Newcastle, but it's dismal at the moment for them.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've got Newcastle fine in the office, and, you know, he's pretty downbeat every week. It doesn't sound like it's getting much better. I mean, I didn't think they were awful against Liverpool. I thought they had spells in the game where they looked like they could get something out of it. Obviously, the penalty that they didn't get could have changed things. So I'm not absolutely they are the poorest team in the Premier League at the minute, but I think they've got a little bit of fight in them still, I think, somewhere. Tottenham's form's like awful all of a sudden. You know, it looks like I was a little bit worried that Kane might blow up before the end of the season, given all the adulation and the England trip, which would have taken quite a lot out of a young player, I guess. And they just seem to have really blown up. I mean, away from home, they scored two at QPR. They haven't scored a goal away from home in four of the last five, with QPR in the middle of that. So they're really struggling for goals. We know Newcastle struggle for goals, but, you know, they lost 1-0 to Man United, but have scored in the five games around that. And, you know, barring that that defeat to Sunderland at St James Park early in the season, they've actually scored in just about every single game this season. So I do think Newcastle can get a goal. It's just whether Tottenham can. I think this is going to be one of the games where they do pick up a point. I think they'll manage to hold Tottenham. And I'm going to go for the draw at 23-10 here. Tottenham just don't seem to have it for me. And, you know...
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I can't. I mean, the prices for Tottenham have always been pretty good, haven't they, Derek?
Compared to Southampton, yeah.
Yeah, 13-10. You know, if it was Tottenham flying, I'd be all over that like a rash, and there probably would be a shorter price. In truth, it does look a tempting price, but I haven't seen enough about them. They haven't got enough players to do the dirty work, have they, Tottenham?
No, good.
And this
point.
Could be a dirty old game.
I think they stick on here, Spurs.
Do you?
Absolutely stick on. I just don't see
that material.
They could be that material. I don't want to reveal my hand this early in the process. But I think, Derek, that Newcastle have just completely gone. It's a good job they've got 35 points.
Well, there is still a possibility. I mentioned it on the podcast last week.
Yeah, you did.
150-1. And
it's into 80s now.
Is it really?
80-1 to be relegated.
Did you back it, Derek?
No.
I
mentioned it, but I didn't really believe it. But, Jesus, that's interesting, because you can't see where their next point is coming from. That's how badly they're playing. Yeah, I know there was glimmers against Liverpool, Lee.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, was that because of Liverpool? Because Liverpool have been horrendous, you know, in for 3 or 4
Liverpool
weeks.
Had loads of chances as well, Derek.
Yeah,
you think about all the chances they missed. Lovren, Mr... A sitter, Sterling, obviously, in the first half.
Could have won 5-0.
They could have won 5-0.
Yeah, there's also, the backdrop here. The Newcastle fans might, talking yet again about boycotting the game. It's going to lead to an odd atmosphere. And imagine if Tottenham go ahead 1-0, it's game over, isn't it? I mean, if Tottenham get the first goal here, they've won. Yeah, and I'm going to give them another chance. I am a bit... If this was Tottenham of a few weeks ago when Kane was flying, 13-10 would represent the bet of the season. But there's just a hint that maybe, they've given up for the season too. They shouldn't, given that they're tough, where they are in the league. The European place is up for grabs. But I am a little bit worried about their recent form. But I can't... you've got to oppose Newcastle. You have to oppose Newcastle. And you're getting odds against about a side who, on the day, are very, very tidy. So I'd agree with Davey. And I think Tottenham is something to bet on.
Yeah, I think I was looking at the under 2.5 then, Derek, while you were talking. Just to see what sort of price that was. I think that could be a good bet. Because, I mean, they haven't been getting tonked by anyone, of late, have they, Newcastle, especially at home.
Yeah.
The under 2.5 goals is priced up at 10 to 11. It's not a bad price. It's a pick-em, basically.
Yeah, it's probably decent, because they've drawn a blank in 5 of their last 7 games, Newcastle.
Yeah,
and Tottenham not scoring away from home particularly either. Yeah,
so it ain't going to be a goal fest, this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.